Hey, me. There's something I want to talk to you about. I mean, there's something that I've been meaning to tell you about for a couple of days now, and you remember last weekend when I met with Jenny and Kathy and we went to that club? Yeah, I know you thought it was a stupid idea, but you know, we don't see each other that often anymore. We just wanted it to be like old times, I guess. I mean, even though I guess we probably do bump up the average age a little. Anyway, you know, I don't drink very much, but Kathy bought us some drinks and we were enjoying ourselves on the dance floor, and well, suddenly this young guy shows up behind me and he started to grind on me, and I tried to back away, but he kept following me, and it goes on like this for a few minutes until he just grabs my ass, and that's when I turned around and slapped him. My friends didn't see any of this. They were, well, dancing themselves, you know? But I signaled to them to go to the bar, and I told them about it, but Jenny just kind of laughed it off. Wait. What's that, honey? Are you getting excited? Are you getting excited about me getting felt up by a random guy at a club? There's no need to hide it. I can see you're getting hard. Well, you might like where this is going then. So we're at the bar to get a couple of more drinks, and I can feel myself getting tipsy, and I just wanted to forget about that thing and go back to the dance floor, so I do. And I was thinking Kathy and Jenny would follow me, but after a few minutes of dancing, I realized I lost sight of them. And I just think to myself, it's no big deal. The club's not that big. I'm sure we'll run into each other eventually. I mean, right? Oh, little did I expect who I would run into. Yeah, you guessed it. The guy from earlier. Of course, he immediately starts grinding up on me again. This time I was kind of tipsy, and you know, I just let him do his thing for a while until I started feeling his hand squeezing my ass again. And I tried to move away, but he was grabbing me by the waist, and his other arm was pulling me closer to him, and then he was fondling my breast through my dress with one hand, and I could feel him sliding my thong to the side with the other hand and just slipping two fingers into my pussy. Oh my god, baby, he really seemed to enjoy hearing about your fiance getting finger fucked right on the dance floor where anybody could have seen. Like nothing but a cheap slut. You're throbbing now, aren't you? Well, it didn't end there. I was squirming in his arms, but he was too strong for me, and it felt like eternity when he finally took out his fingers. I thought, okay, this is over now. But he grabbed me and kept pushing me through the dancing crowd until we reached the men's restroom. He forced me inside and into a stall and pushed me onto my knees. He immediately unzipped his pants, forced my mouth open, and shoved his hard cock down my throat. I mean, honey, it happened so fast, I didn't even realize what was going on. And while he kept pushing his cock down my throat, he takes out his cell phone and snaps pictures. After some minutes of fucking my face, I hear the stall door open, and I get dragged out of it by two guys. And a third one is blocking the door to the restroom, which is empty except for us, and I guess he invited his friends over for fun. So the two guys start ripping my dress off and arguing over who gets to fuck which hole. I felt so humiliated, but the alcohol made me feel so aroused at the same time. I mean, soon the guys are like, I mean, they were having their way with me. They fucked me in all the ways possible, and they had one of them inside my ass and the other in the pussy, and I was sucking off the third one. You see, I knew I didn't have any choice but to obey them. So, honey, how does it feel? Your future wife telling you that she got manhandled by a group of young, buff guys like some street whore. Let me see you. Oh, God. I can't remember the last time you got that hard for me. Oh, my God. I didn't know you were into that kind of stuff. Will it make you even harder if I tell you how it felt? It felt like hours until they finally stopped. I've never been so abused like that in my whole life. I was fucked, like, I can't even describe it. I'm pretty sure I fainted. I'm not even sure how I got home, but I know one thing for sure. I am definitely going back this weekend.